Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing it is to be with you once again. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is a good God, tried and true. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. As you know, I'm an apostle, prophet. Prophet Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso. And I thank God. I am praising him. I am rejoicing. Hallelujah. To the glory and honor of his praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God this day. And I just want to give all of you a hearty shout out and say welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show again here today on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing it is of the Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, glory to God, to Blog Talk Radio. As always, say thank you because, again, it is a platform that has been afforded to us, praise God, that we can use and utilize and be able to get the word out. And we do thank God for that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, on this manner. I say get the word out because even though we are the Let's Talk Without the Little Radio Show, we are getting that word that God has allowed us to bring forth out to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God through by teaching. And God has been gracious to us and continue to teach on this series, praise God, that we have been sharing on that, of course, the S-O-U-L series. And, of course, we shared from the mind, the will, and mind and the will. And then, of course, the emotions. And we are on the latter, which is the emotions. And thank God, hallelujah, glory to God, we are dealing with it from various aspects. But nevertheless, it is still what the Lord led us to and allowed us to come back to, because the truth about it is we have kind of moved away a little bit, and of course, he sent us back. So we thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's how you know when it's God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. He will put a confirmation on what he is telling you to do. Hallelujah, desires of you to do to the glory and honor. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah, praise. And I thank God for that. Now, today we are going to be picking back up on, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit on our subject matter today on the word bullying. As you know, we touched it last week. We talked a little bit more. You know, we interweave between in and out of this this psychological manipulation to some degree. But we have a series of about seven words, that terms that we are going to actually just talk about over the next seven shows by the grace of God, and just kind of conclude the back part of it. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And then, of course, by the grace of God, we'll be moving on forward into something else as the Spirit of the Lord leads. But we want to talk a little bit about bullying today and how it, you know, how it affects and so on and so forth, what happens and so on and so forth with that, because we all, if not most, have gone through or experienced that in some way, shape, form, fashion, or another. And we may not have always identified as such, but nevertheless, it has been there. Sometimes it's been very subtle, sometimes it has not. Sometimes you may just try to ignore it and think, oh, it's just something, a pesky situation that will go away. And sometimes that's not always the case. There are people that have been definitely hurt in many ways, shape, form, and fashion as a result of this particular word and or term. And so we want to kind of talk a little bit about it today, just kind of touch base maybe perhaps on it, and of course share some scriptures, praise God, that will help us in a positive, influencing manner. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that when we have been victimized in such a way, how God would want us, praise God, to just kind of take a stand and not to try to go back. And of course, and you know, sometimes people try to retaliate, but that's not the way how he would have us to do. Praise God, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's a time when he will tell you to take up and fight, but there's a time when he'll tell you to be still and know that I am God, and also just trust him. Hallelujah, glory to God, and as you trust him, he will work it all out. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So without further ado, we're going to get ready in just a minute and get the music on and play a few songs and come back and pray, and then we'll get into our teaching in a little bit. But again, I just want to give you the call and number for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. 1-646-478-4952 is the calling number for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. And also, you may reach us for prayer and counseling at 305-917-5223-786-991-4818. Or you may email me at drlily@yahoo.com. We are at robinsonconesso.org and apostlecondesso.com. Those are our website playgrounds in which you can certainly connect with us as well. And, of course, for the product website, if you see anything on there that you desire, something you need, by all means, please feel free to just go ahead and purchase. And if you need to just email me about anything, by all means, go ahead and email me or call me. Or you may even text me at 305-975-223. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Listen and be blessed. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, he's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We praise and magnify your name. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God he is, tried and true. Hallelujah. There is no God like him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him. We glorify him.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah, in a little while. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, we're going to get ready to go in prayer. And we just invite you to come with, join with us. Praise God. Whatever is on your heart, whatever your needs are, we just want to lift them up before the Lord as we lift you up before Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God before the throne of grace. And we just ask the Heavenly Father to take over, ask Jesus, the Son of the Living God, to take over whatever is in our lives, whatever we need, whatever situation, circumstances that is around us, befalling us, oh God, that we cannot see, don't know how to handle, oh God, or challenges. Oh, we are counting on you for divine wisdom, knowledge, hallelujah, glory to God, a revelation, insight, and discernment. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, as I speak forth, Father God, as I pray and as I teach, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, okay, our listening, connecting with our listening audience today, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the hearts and the lives of those that are listening under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, Father God, those that will come in, those that will listen, praise God, through and by the archives, hallelujah, glory to God, likewise may it be so in them as well, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we give you praise, honor, and glory for it now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for touching those, Lord God, I'm seeing the number 7, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know, Father God, that that 7, Father God, is very important, and we know, Father God, it represents the completion. Father, we know that, Father God, there's a perfection in that also, Father God. We know that there's some things that are, Father God, in our lives that needs to be perfected, Father God, and you are God that perfects those things. And once they have been perfected, then, Father God, you can bring forth the new, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that even as I speak, as we are in a new year, the second month of the new year, Father God, that the new, Father God, is yet coming forth because we are about to enter spring and not too many days hence. And Lord God, we're going to see us springing forth, Father God, a new life, hallelujah, coming together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Nature itself, oh God, is going to reveal that to us and show us, oh God. And we thank it, oh God, that as nature unveils itself, Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you're going to unveil yourself even more so to the people, Father God, those that are seeking, those that are asking questions, those that, Father God, have been in darkness, those that have been in drought situations, Father God, that they're, Father God, seem like they've been hibernated, Father God, away from everything, Father God. I just feel that, Father God, they're coming forth in the name of Jesus, Father God. The light of day is going to shine upon them, Father God, and the word that you have for them is going to really, Father God, be instilled inside of them. In the name of Jesus, they're going to know it because, Lord God, they're going to sense it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, before it's even spoken to them, in the name of Jesus. And I just speak this today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Father, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus, Father. There's going to be that budding forth, that unveiling of the new, Father God, that is coming forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, to all those, Father God, that have been seeking and searching, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that even now as I'm opening my mouth and ask you to take over, Father God, we thank you, Lord, ask you to take control and to bring forth what you would have me to say. Hallelujah. Speak to these people today, even as we are praying in the name of Jesus, Father God. The word is coming forth in the name of Jesus, even out of the unction of the prophetic, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for it now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and we give you the praise for it, Father God. Let them receive even as it is coming out of my mouth. In the name of Jesus, to their hearts, their mind, their souls, and spirit, oh God, we thank you, yes, Lord, for that redemptive grace. In the name of Jesus, that is upon, hallelujah, the word, even as I speak them unto them, and God, the provision made as I pray. Father God, and we're talking about the cross, oh God, that was done on the cross of Calvary, even as we prayed, even in our prayer time this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them be open recipients to receive, Father God, what has been given, what has been granted, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them understand, Father God, that the hope, oh God, that Jesus afforded for them is in them to receive, hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, not shy or turn away, but receive that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it may build hope and instill the hope within them, Father God. Help them not be weary, Father God, or give up and quit, but Father, help them to be steadfast, oh God, and remain in the name of Jesus. Even though there are struggles and there are hard times sometimes, Lord God, that's not the end. Sometimes it's just a process in which we are going through, Father God, to get to where we need to go and to be in the name of Jesus, Father God. We know that in order to make these steps, Lord God, whether we are going up the steps or we are making stepping from one stone to the next, Father God, it takes exerted effort. And so, Father, we have to understand that there are times when these things are challenging us, Father God. It is for us to make steps and continue to make steps, Father God, as we go through in the name of Jesus, phase by phase, stage by stage. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as I pray this day and this hour at this time, Lord God, that you're touching those, Father God, that's under the sound of my voice, and they will get this revelation, Father God, this revelation, Father God, with me in their heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and resound within their minds, oh God, and teach them that they can hear it, Father God, in their ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, let it be there perpetually, Father, to just strengthen and undergird in the name of Jesus for your honor, for your glory, and Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, and to you be all the glory, honor, praise, and to thanksgiving to you, Father God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, for the work that you did on our behalf, oh, hallelujah, glory to God, to save us, deliver us, and to restore us, and we thank you for that, and Holy Spirit, thanks for being our constant companion, in the name of Jesus, our teacher, oh, God, and we give you glory for that as well, your angels and your angelic hosts, oh, God, that encamp around about, we praise you, magnify your name, we lift your name up on high. And we say, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We continue to look unto you, dear Lord Jesus, as the author and the finisher of our faith. And may we all do so alike in the name of Jesus. And Father God, not turn aside either to the right or to the left, but God, hold steadfast and know that, God, you will see us through in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God in Jesus' name and all that we face and or challenge us in some way, shape, form, fashion, and or other. Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We do praise you, my Father. We do magnify your name. We glorify your name. We say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. More music to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are going to go ahead and begin picking back up on our series that we have been sharing with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we'll close on out today with music by the grace of God. Amen. Praise God again. Thank you so much, hallelujah, for coming and being with us again for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. The SOUL series, Emotions, reading from the mind, the will, and the emotion, continuation from that. And, of course, we're in part four, part five of under two, and dealing with the emotion as far as the emotions and the subject of anger is concerned. Now, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:26, King James Version, KJV, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And Proverbs 15:1 says this, English Standard Version says this, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And as you know, we have been kind of talking a little bit on the subject of psychological manipulation and how that pertains to the subject of anger and, of course, the behavior aspect of it. And we kind of on this today. Again, as I said on last week, we'll be picking back up on kind of just touching base just a little bit on a few of the words that we had mentioned early on, but we had not really delved into the definitions or explanations or anything like that. We just sort of like gave the references and so on and so forth and continued on with some other aspects of the subject of anger. But the psychological manipulation and the why of it is because of how anger can and do affect us, and that how none of us are exempt from its benefits. We all can be affected in some way and or another when it comes down to the subject of anger, you know, and we have to understand that, you know. So, and more often than not, sometimes that happens where we don't understand it, but God knows exactly what the situation is, and so on and so forth. So we have to understand that there's a right way and a wrong way, hallelujah, glory to God, in all aspects of our lives and our behavior, amen, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank and praise God for that, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Now, we continue on as we are picking back up, like I said, on this particular subject, and of course, and the why of it all. It says, as well, there are additional underlying forces that may be involved, unseen or unidentified, but they are just the same. And of course, we talk a little bit about the, of course, like I said, touching basically with the subject of bullying, and so. We have to, you know, just kind of, we want to deal with just a little bit inside of that, praise God, today, praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, and we thank God for that, you know, and how that these things happen in our lives, and so many times, you know, we often hear about how it happened or deal with it when it comes down to the subject of, you know, with schools and so on and so forth, but there's so many different aspects of it, so many different ways in which people experience that particular behavior and other people, you know, and sometimes it's dealt with, sometimes it's just ignored, and sometimes people can, you know, sometimes people can be very passive about that, but it's aggressive behavior, so it really, we don't need to have a lot of passivity about that because it can really cause a lot of problems with regard to that. Now, of course, when we define it, we're dealing from, gleaning from Wikipedia to some degree, it says that bullying is the use of force. It's a threat or it's a coercion to abuse, intimidate, or aggressively dominate others. And it said that behavior is often repeated and habitual. One essential prerequisite is the perception by the bully or by others of an imbalance of social or physical power, which distinguishes bullying from conflict. Behaviors used and assert such dominion can include verbal harassment or threat, physical assault or coercion. And such acts may be directed repeatedly toward particular targets and/or individuals per se. Rationalizations of such behavior sometimes include difference of social class, race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, appearance, behavior, body, language, personality, reputation, and lineage. Strength, size, or ability. If bullying is done by a group, it is called mobbing. Bullying can be defined in many different ways. Bullying is divided into four basic types of abuse: emotional, sometimes called rational, verbal, physical, and cyber. It typically involves subtle methods of coercion, such as intimidation. Now, bullying ranges from one-on-one individual bullying through the group bullying called mobbing, in which the bully may have one or more lieutenants who may seem to be willing to assist the primary bully in his or her bullying activities. Bullying in school and the workplace is also referred to as peer abuse. Robert W. Fuller has analyzed bullying in the context of rankism. A bullying culture can develop in any context in which humans interact with each other. This includes school, family, the workplace, home, and neighborhood. The strongest predictor for bullying was the perception of whether the most influential male in, hallelujah, and a player or initializer who would approve of the bullying behavior. Now let's talk about what the Bible has to say about bullying. Now, before we get into the scripture on this aspect, I just want to say I personally have been there. You know, I went through mine and when I was in school, and I've had some others that try to intimidate me sometimes in the office, in corporate America. I've had a little bit of that and some of that. And I've been through verbal abuse. I've been through the verbal abuse big time. I've been through the physical abuse. I've been there, too. I've had that. I've had the emotional abuse. I've been through all of this that I'm mentioning, that I'm talking about to some degree or another. I have already experienced that. So when I speak and talk about this, I'm talking from experience as well as from the book or references from what is coming in from Wikipedia or what other people may say, or even we're not even doing a real in-depth study on this at this particular time. But bullying is dangerous. It is nasty, and it's definitely not from God. Yet, with all of that, we have to be careful of how, as I said prior to, we respond, because, again, we as believers are held accountable. We can't do everything we think we are big enough to do or ought to do. You know, we have to learn how to surrender and let God have these things, because, again, like I said, if we try to take things in our own hands, sometimes it goes much further than what we would want it to go. Amen? Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We, like I said, we have a lot that we can say on this particular subject, but for today, we're just going to go through this and kind of share this and, of course, share a little bit of the verses of Scripture. And, of course, we'll come back, praise God. And by the grace of God, we may even touch a little bit more on this bullying situation. It depends on how the Spirit of the Lord leads. We are going to go on through all of this latter part here, as I said, and deal with it, praise God, and just put a cap on the whole thing. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Because like I said, it's so much, I see so much, it's sickening sometimes when you see it. You know, you watch it on television, you see it in your own life, you see it around friends, you see it around family, and it is evil. It's not good, and that's the bad part about bullying. You understand? This is what I'm saying here. So, you know, we want to talk a little bit about this. You know, I hadn't planned on staying on emotions and stuff like this long, but especially this particular subject. But I sense that the Holy Spirit really got me on this. He's working me in this situation, so there is a greater reason, you know, why He has me in this, because we are seeing a lot of heartache and misery in the heart and the lives of people that have suffered behind this, because of whether it's outright bullying or whether it's by intimidation or however coercion or however it may be. There has so much pain that is associated with this. Hallelujah, glory to God. I just praise God that, you know, that He's allowing me to just to kind of talk a little bit about it. I think I'm going to do a part two on this bullying before we go into the latter part of the others that we are going to be talking about. Praise God. But today I just want to share a few scriptures and kind of lay the foundation here where the scripture is concerned, because we can trust God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that is that Leviticus 19:18 says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And Matthew 5:43-48 says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbors and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?" And 2 Timothy says this, 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And that's applicable on both ends of it. The one that is doing the bullying, God, he has a degree of ability to have self-control if he knows Christ. And, of course, some people may want to say, well, if you know Christ, you won't do this or that wrong. There are people that will use that same the method, a psychological manipulation, even though they know Christ. And if the Holy Spirit doesn't convict them, they will continue to use it to get their way to do what they want to achieve their goals. So we can't just say, okay, that's where it's at. You know, if that's, they do that because they don't know Jesus. No. People know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and still exercise that behavior in their lives. And so that means that we who, if we are ever victimized in that, we have to be, you know, we have to recognize who we are in Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and to adhere to the word so that we don't get drawn into the manipulation of what is going on. Now, another passage of scripture, and of course, before I go on that now, just enter the latter part of the scripture, I just want to say this. Now, the question is why? Because fear. Now, sometimes, you know, we don't realize that why we would want to retaliate. I know that times you see that with children when they're out there. The kid may not want to fight. They may try to walk away. They keep on going, keep on going. But there are times when they get so fed up or they get to the point where they're scared. It seems like they don't know what's going to happen with them. They will turn and they will fight. You know, and sometimes it's good to keep on walking and not just turn about to fight. Now, and there's a reason why, because, again, fear, which is a power in and of itself, you know, it's an unpleasant emotion. It's caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous. They likely to cause pain or a threat, you know. So sometimes we run. We don't want to face up the challenge. We want to get away from it. But sometimes you have to take a stand and you have to deal with a situation. But ultimately, the best thing to do if there is a situation scenario and you can recognize their attitude, the mindset of what's going on, to get away from that, because you don't want yourself to get caught up in the conflict of that. You know, allow the Holy Spirit to take hold, and he will. 1 John 4:18 says, "But God's word says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whatsoever fears has not been perfected in love." And that, of course, whosoever fears have not been perfected in love. So you walk in love, and don't worry about it. Let God handle that situation. You know, if he tells you to respond in a certain way, that by the Spirit, then you respond in that way. But if not, we have to keep on and continue on. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whatsoever fears has to do, when whosoever fears has not been perfected in love. Romans 12:19-20 tells us, "Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head." Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. And that word dread is another word for fear. It says that means afraid, being afraid. You know, not fear, not be afraid. Don't fear it. God is with you. You're not by yourself. And we have to exercise that more and more in our life. And I say that not just for those who are under the sound of my voice today, but for some reason I just felt that in my spirit, even for us as a nation, as a country. Let's put it in God's hand and trust God. God will bring us to where we need to bring, and He will protect us. You know, the reason why sometimes we don't see that happen is because we don't trust Him. But we need to learn how to trust Him more and depend upon Him. And as we do that, we'll see some things that's going to be turning, because God is in the midst of shifting and turning some things. Hallelujah, glory to God. He will not leave you or forsake you if you're willing to put your trust in Him. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank God for that word. We got some more that we're going to come back, praise God, and share a little bit more, hallelujah, on that particular subject. Just kind of close up that little bit more on that bullying aspect before we go on into some of the other words and or terms that we're going to be talking about, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we're going to get back into the music, but just before I do, I want, again, as I always do, I want to invite you to take a moment and take time out, praise God, to ask the Holy Spirit, ask God, Jesus, hallelujah, to come in your heart first and foremost and of all, and ask Him to save you, to wash you, to cleanse you, forgive you of any all sin that has said on them, that is until Jesus did it. He paid the penalty for it. He went to the cross of Christ for us. That's why Christ went to the cross, so that we might be redeemed and reconciled back to the Father. We get back in that right relationship that we can trust and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. There is He is the hope. He is the hope. He is the eternal hope. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we can call on Him. So if you don't know Him as your personal Savior, I praise God, I urge you, I encourage you, hallelujah, glory to God, to just take the time and just sit down and get to know Him, just you and He. Hallelujah, He's there. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Just open it to Him and let Him come in and sup with you. Ask Him to save you, forgive you of all your sins, and wash you, cleanse you of anything that you have done. You, of course, have a responsibility, and that responsibility, of course, as we all do, and that is repent of anything that you do know that you're doing, have done, or praise God, that God may have or is dealing with you on whatever it may be, praise God, because the Bible says we have all sinned, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us were born righteous. Amen. Come on, somebody. We were born, hallelujah, glory to God, sadly to say, but thank God for being born. But we all came with that sin nature hanging over us. So we are none righteous. Being good does not save us. You know, thank God for being good. Hallelujah, glory to God. But thank God that, you know, God looks at us where we are and reach down, hallelujah, where we are and say, yes, that one needs saving, that one needs saving, another one needs saving, and receive and give us the opportunity through Christ to be able to come and to receive Him. But we have to make that confession. We have to believe it and make that confession. And then as we do, we yield ourselves and repent. And as we do that, we will come into that place with the right relationship with Him, because Jesus will save, wash, cleanse, and purify you, sanctify you as you allow Him to, through and by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, which will wash and cleanse you, amen. Make you every which way whole. I'll tell you, I feel, glory to God. I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. I feel a preach coming on, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We bless and thank God for that, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We're going to go on back to the music, praise God. We're going to get ready, close on out with the music. But again, I say thank you again for being with us today as we touch base on this subject again. And I'm looking forward to you coming back and being with us. Let us hear from you. Hallelujah, glory to God. As you know, you can call us again, like I said, 305-917-5223-786-991-4818. And, of course, you may write me at drlily@yahoo.com. We are at www.lrobinsoncondessoministries.org, www.apostlecondesso.com. Thank you for being with us again here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Until next week, God bless you. We're going to close on out with music now. Bye.
Thank you.